This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Naomi Kramer, Chief Human Resources Officer for Banner Health based in Phoenix, Arizona. Naomi, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into the questions, could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Absolutely. So I'm kind of an unusual person in healthcare. I joined Banner Health 6 years ago after a 25-year career in retail at Target Corporation. And a really great foundation for leadership at Target. But at Banner, I wanted to go into something new for the second half of my career. And luckily, Banner took a chance on somebody without healthcare experience. And I joined the organization as the vice president of talent acquisition and then talent management. And I just really loved it. I have to admit, I had to ask a lot of questions about terminology and different phrases I didn't quite know. But, you know, the bottom line is people are people. And a lot of the great things I had learned, I could bring to Banner. And then Banner taught me a lot. After about 18 months in that role, the chief human resources officer retired, and I got the opportunity to lead the organization in HR. So I've been doing that for a little over 4 years. It's been a really great ride for me. I've learned a lot. I think I've brought a lot to the organization. And, you know, especially this last year with COVID, we had to really kind of come together, and I felt like I was where I should be. So it's been a really great career so far.
That's very interesting. And I'm wondering, you know, when you think about your time at Target and then obviously joining Banner Health, what kind of lessons were you able to take to the health system? And do you have an example of something that really was innovative that you're able to bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes in healthcare, we make things a little bit more complex than they have to be. And many things clinical are complex, but not everything people has to be. So some of the things that we were able to bring is simplicity, aligning data with people and really giving people more opportunity to thrive in their career by being a little bit more transparent. So we've really been on a journey of employer of the future. How do we become the best employer out there, not just in healthcare, but anywhere? And that's based on being more transparent, like I mentioned, having better technology, and then having a lot of flexibility. And we had to practice that flexibility during COVID. Things like working from home and having meetings in different ways, structuring our pay and time and benefits a little bit differently to help our team members who work remotely. And so we've learned a whole lot. And I will say over the last 12 months, our employer of the future that we had started a couple years ago went into acceleration, which is really great. One of the benefits of COVID that didn't have a lot of benefits.
Absolutely. I can definitely appreciate that. And as you mentioned, you know, things changed a lot last year when COVID-19 hit. I'm wondering what your top priorities are today and how you see them evolving over the next 12 months.
Yeah, first and foremost, we have to help our team to heal. And, you know, going through two surges in 12 months, and at two points, Phoenix was the hot spot in the world. So not only the hot spot in the U.S., but the hot spot in the world for COVID. So our team saw things that they never dreamed they would see when they went in to become a clinician. And so we are really working on something new and unique for us is called the Banner Strong Center for Healing. And that is something, it's bigger than well-being. We have a well-being initiative, but we wanted to put that on steroids. And so we're really looking at things like on-site counseling. And we already have on-site counselors at many of my larger facilities. And we developed a leader toolkit to help direct leaders to the right resources for their teams, and then tons of resources for our teams around emotional help, mental help, even sleep, eating healthier. You know, we've all kind of changed our habits during COVID, and we want everyone to feel like they can recover and heal the best possible way. So that's one of the first things that we're really working hard on. Along with that, we've been really advanced in our Cultivating Happiness and Wellness initiative, which is it's called CHIM. It stands for Cultivating Happiness in Medicine, And that is really a physician burnout has increased by 75% throughout the pandemic. So we have to invest in our physicians and clinicians in a different way. So we're doing a lot of work there in CHIM to really help with the burnout, things like networking and offering counseling, doing things for things that are called pebbles, which are kind of nuisances that physicians have to deal with, taking those away and removing those. So we're focusing the same on our nursing population with wellness and nursing. We're doing a really dedicated approach to helping those nurses heal and to help them with their burnout, which is a national pandemic.
That's absolutely correct. And I know that that's very front of mind for many health system executives and physicians across the country. Obviously, that's a huge challenge for you. And I'm wondering, when you think about talent acquisition now, what are some of the big challenges and trends in that field?
Yeah, it's really challenging, in particular in nursing. We saw a large number of nurses leave nursing for good and go just stay home with their kids as they were homeschooling, or just decide to change careers after the devastation that they went through. And the same with other clinicians. And so we have a little bit higher vacancies than we've had, and our retention could be better. So we're trying to do some really concerted things around flexibility with schedule, different pay initiatives, really, again, working on that employer of the future so that we can offer not just the typical 12-hour shift, shorter shift, a little bit more of lifestyle for our nurses, and being competitive with all things nursing. So it is I think most of my peers across the country feel the same way. That's probably what keeps us up at night, is the shortage of nurses, with all of them going into other fields, or frankly stopping their current career and maybe switching gears. So that is a big obstacle for us ahead.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. And finally, before we wrap up the conversation, can you share three pieces of advice for aspiring leaders today?
Yeah, you know, I've been a leader for a really long time, and I think back to some great mentors I've had and some of the great advice that I've taken and used that they've given me. The first one is, you have to be your authentic self. So many times in my life when I haven't been my best is because I was trying to be someone else. And we all have great strengths and few developmental opportunities, but if you really focus on your strengths and continue to work through those and listen to feedback, you'll be great. But don't try to be somebody else. And along that same lines, have confidence and believe in yourself. I had a leader once in my career tell me I would never do more. And that was when I was around the senior director title. So I wasn't even close to where I am today. And I went home, I was pretty devastated. I had two options. One was to believe in what they said and kind of give up. And the second was to prove them wrong and to keep focused and work really hard. And I did the second, thankfully. And I look back and I go, wow, I'm really glad that I didn't take that advice. And I continued to grow because I've had so many great opportunities. And then I think the third is, you know, you control a lot more than you think. Oftentimes I hear leaders tell me, you know, I can't get promoted because of someone else. And I always kind of turn the conversation back to them about, what can you do? How do you take a few more risks? How do you become more open to other types of opportunities? And how do you really continue to seek feedback and be your best? Because you control more than you think. And so those would be the three big ones that for me have kind of gotten me where I am. And I think about them often as I reflect on my pretty long career here.
Absolutely. That really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I love the idea of being your authentic self, having confidence in and being able to believe yourself, and then knowing that you control more than you think. I think that's such a great mindset to have, really, when you're going into any aspects of your career. Naomi, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. This has been a really great discussion. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.